All right, here's the deal. Following our latest tech update, catch one of the most insightful calls from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show. The weekend is here and Americans are shopping online. But hold off. Do not make another purchase until you hear the sneaky ways that shopping websites are getting you to pay more. Here's my first rule of online shopping. Never pay for an extended warranty. The item is probably not going to fail anytime soon. And if it does, it probably will fail within the original warranty. Now, if it's a year or two later, it will probably be obsolete by then anyway. Now, if you buy from a major retailer like Costco, they have a money-back guarantee regardless of when you purchase the product. Next, watch out for the buy two and get the other one at a discount scam. You're still paying for more than what you really wanted. Finally, never fall for the you pay only for shipping and handling scam. The item's price is always hidden somewhere in the shipping cost. Enter to win a brand new PC or Mac right now, valued at $1,000 at komando.com/win.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now, check out this amazing call from the show. It's a real gem. Kenny in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey there, Kenny.
This is going to be like a public service announcement because a couple of weeks ago, I got a message on Facebook Messenger from a friend saying I got locked out and I need a code. I'm going to send you the code and send it back to me.
Okay.
I did that and they took over my account. They started asking all my friends for money and then they tried to take a loan or something out with Meta. There's a way to get money from Meta or Facebook. And they didn't have my PayPal information, so Meta said, no, we're not going to give you the money. But within minutes, all my friends are calling me, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, what happened? I'm getting texts saying that you need help. So anyway, I just wanted to pass that along so nobody else falls under that.
Yeah, you know what? It's just so sinister, isn't it? It's like...
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
It's just, you know, you think like, oh, I'm going to help my friend, you know? And that's
right.
What you actually have to call your friend. I'm like, hey, you know, did you just send me this? And it sounds simple to do now, but, you know, you're a good guy. You're a good-natured guy. You wanted to help out. Now, did you get your account back?
No, I had a second one I started, but one of my friends did give these people $100, and now she's mad at me thinking I did something wrong, which is trying to help somebody else.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, it could have easily have happened to that person as well.
Right. Yeah. And there's no, you can't call Facebook. There's no phone number. So I emailed them, and so I just asked people to block that account.
Yeah. You know, Facebook... You would think that they, with all the billions of dollars that they're making, that they would have some type of mechanism. I mean, they are trying to get there, but they want you to pay $15 a month for tech support. So you might want to do that just to see if you could get your account back. I don't know if it's ever worked with anybody.
I don't know.
But, you know, at this point, it's just kind of licking your wounds and moving on. But it's, you know, it just astounds me that say this was the airlines, say this was like Amtrak or a grocery store where you go in and you buy a piece of meat and you take it home and it's rancid. Okay.
Right.
And you call and nobody will ever help you. Okay. Nobody's going to help you. Okay? Would we accept that as a society with any other organization, but for some reason we call it a tech company. It's like, oh, they don't answer the phone. It's fine. Right? It's like, they don't care. It's okay. It's just nuts. So bottom line here is if you get a phone call, a text, anything from a quote-unquote friend, before you respond, reach out to them. Kenny, I think, I'm not sure how many people you just say, but we have millions of listeners, but I would bet at least 100 at this very moment, at least this very moment.
Wow.
So thanks for taking the time and sharing your story with everybody, because, you know, it's just important. I mean, I can tell you time and time again, but sometimes it makes a lot of, it has more of an effect when you hear it from somebody where it has actually happened to. Again, Kenny, thanks for your call. Hey, thanks for lending me your ears. Now, if you have a question just itching for an answer, super easy, just swing by commando.com and click where it says email Kim. I promise, I read each and every note you send. And don't miss out on tech's top stories. Subscribe to my free daily newsletter over at getkim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.